This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Different types of dietary fiber target specific gut health mechanisms, research shows. Most dietary interventions treat fiber as a single category, but emerging research reveals that different fiber types work through completely distinct mechanisms in the gut. Choosing the wrong fiber for your health goal is like prescribing the wrong medication. The molecular target matters as much as the dose. 95% of Western adults consume insufficient resistant starch for optimal gut health. Daily resistant starch content in common foods, grams per 100 gram serving, cooked and cooled preparation, green bananas 12-15, cooked potato, cooled, cooked rice, cooled. Typical Western intake 3-6 grayly. Source, MS Prebiotic Trial, 2023. Georgian Medical Journal, news: resistant starch targets butyrate-producing bacteria. Resistant starch reaches the colon intact and gets fermented by specialized bacteria that produce butyrate, primarily Faecalibacterium prausnitzii, Roseburia, and Agathobacter species. Research from the MS Prebiotic Trial shows butyrate serves as the primary fuel for colonocytes, the cells lining the colon. The compound also inhibits histone deacetylases, supports tight junction proteins that maintain gut barrier integrity, and demonstrates anti-inflammatory properties in colonic epithelium. The landmark MS prebiotic trial found significant butyrate increases occurred at 21 grams of resistant starch per day over 12 weeks. Most intervention studies examining gut microbiome changes cluster in the 15-30 grams per day range for measurable effects. However, typical Western intake of resistant starch remains at just 3-6 grams per day, well below therapeutic thresholds identified in the MS prebiotic trial. Food sources fall short of therapeutic doses. Getting therapeutic doses of resistant starch from whole foods presents practical challenges. A cooked and cooled potato delivers approximately 3-4 grams of resistant starch, while cooked and cooled rice provides about 2 grams per 100 gram serving, according to the MS prebiotic trial data. Green bananas offer richer concentrations, but most intervention studies showing clinical benefits used high amylose maize starch supplements, delivering 15-40 grams per serving. Research published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition by Anderson and colleagues demonstrates that supplement forms achieve more consistent dosing than food-based approaches. Individual microbiome status determines response. Butyrate production from resistant starch depends heavily on baseline microbiome composition. According to the MS prebiotic trial, people with low populations of butyrate-producing bacteria generate substantially less butyrate from identical doses. This microbiome-dependent response explains why some individuals see dramatic improvements in digestive symptoms, while others show minimal changes on the same fiber regimen. Butyrate production from resistant starch is highly microbiome-dependent, with individuals showing 3-10-fold differences in response to identical doses. MS prebiotic trial findings, key takeaways. Resistant starch specifically feeds butyrate-producing bacteria, distinct from other fiber types. Therapeutic doses, 30 grams daily, exceed typical food-based intake by 5-10-fold. Individual microbiome composition determines treatment response rates. Frequently asked questions. How much resistant starch do most people actually consume? Typical Western diets provide only 3-6 grams of resistant starch daily, well below the 15-30 grams range used in clinical studies showing gut health benefits. This gap explains why many people don't see improvements from modest dietary fiber increases. Can cooking methods affect resistant starch content? Yes, cooking and cooling starches like potatoes and rice increases their resistant starch content through retrogradation. However, reheating reduces these levels again, making food preparation timing important for maximizing intake. Why do some people respond better to fiber supplements than others? Response depends on baseline populations of butyrate-producing bacteria in the gut microbiome. Individuals with low starting levels of these bacteria may need microbiome optimization before seeing benefits from resistant starch supplementation. As research continues to map the specific mechanisms of different fiber types, clinical practice is moving toward precision nutrition approaches. Understanding whether patients need prebiotic support, bile acid sequestration, or metabolic modulation will likely guide future fiber recommendations, moving beyond the simple eat more fiber advice that has dominated nutritional guidance for decades. Source: most people think of fiber as one category. At context, types of dietary fiber target specific gut health mechanisms, research shows. Description: different fiber types target specific gut health mechanisms. Resistant starch feeds butyrate-producing bacteria, but most diets provide insufficient therapeutic doses. Author, type organization, name, GMJ editorial team, publisher, at type organization, name, GMJ News, Georgian Medical Journal. Date published, 2026-5-21, date modified, 26-5-21. At context, much resistant starch, do most people actually consume? Accepted answer, text. Typical Western diets provide only 3 to 6 grams of resistant starch daily, well below the 15 to 30 grams range used in clinical studies showing gut health benefits. This gap explains why many people don't see improvements from modest dietary fiber increases. At type, question. Name, can cooking methods affect resistant starch content? Accepted answer, at type, answer. Text, yes. Cooking and cooling starches like potatoes and rice increases their resistant starch content through retrogradation. However, reheating reduces these levels again, making food preparation timing important for maximizing intake. Type question. Name, why do some people respond better to fiber supplements than others? Accepted answer. At type answer. Text, response depends on baseline populations of butyrate-producing bacteria in the gut microbiome. Individuals with low starting levels of these bacteria may need microbiome optimization before seeing benefits from resistant starch supplementation.